Welcome to the Expert Speak Podcast with Michael DeLon. Each episode features a leading expert who shares helpful insights, practical tips, and memorable stories that will inspire you, educate you, and help you enjoy more success, freedom, and purpose in your life. For the next few minutes, enjoy listening to Expert Speak with Michael DeLon.
And welcome to another episode of Expert Speak. I'm Michael DeLon. Today I'm talking with John Long. John, thanks for being with me and spending some time here today, buddy.
Michael, great to be with you. I'm excited to join you and grateful for this opportunity. So thank you.
You are welcome. It's going to be a fun conversation. Y'all are going to have to hang around with this because we're going to teach you why and how to think differently about AI. Now, think is a play on words because John's company is think.ai, but it's T-H-Y-N-K. And don't think that this is just going to be about ChatGPT and all of that stuff, because it's not. We are going to be talking about how do you employ and deploy AI in your business to streamline operations, to make sales more efficient, to optimize marketing, to serve your customers, your clients, to generate revenue. How are you going to do that? Because, well, John, we're going to talk about this a little bit. I think AI is here to stay. And we need to embrace it, harness it, and say, okay, what is this thing and how do we actually utilize it? So that's kind of where we're going to go. But as we get out of the starting gates, John, tell me, I mean, how in the world did you get doing what you're doing today?
So it's kind of a fun story. I'll share it quickly because it can get long. But I have an entrepreneurial background, a technology background, kind of two different parts of my career. And those two worlds started to collide a few years ago. My business partner and I decided that we were going to start our own business. We had worked together in a couple of companies. It was time to step back into that entrepreneurial world. And as we were doing that, we knew that we needed some support help on the sales side of the business. And we said, wouldn't it be cool if we could find an AI tool that could do the prospecting, qualifying, you know, lead prep sort of work for us, that SDR, sales development representative work, and then just put calendar appointments on our calendars for us so that we met with people. And so we set out to try and find that tool within our business, to use within our business, right? And we found tools that could do this piece or that piece, never could find anything that did all of the things that we needed it to do. So then we said, well, maybe we could build this thing. And so we started building a tool to support our business. Long story short, we built that AI tool, and then we both kind of looked at each other and said, this tool we just built is better than the business that we're running. Maybe we should make this the business.
And I love it.
Like all businesses have pivots. We had a hard pivot and we moved all into AI and ended up where we are today. So
that's amazing. I love that story because that's really the story of most many entrepreneurs, is that pivot, the realization that, oh, wow, I may actually have something here, right? Yeah. And then you pursue it. So let's dive in. Let's talk about this thing you've created. Explain at a high level, kind of what it is. Is it a software we subscribe to? Kind of give me an idea of what it is, and then we're going to dive into those three big areas, because you talked about sales and putting appointments on your calendar. Oh my goodness, would that be amazing? But it can do so much more. So give me kind of a high level, and then we're going to dive deep.
Yeah. So at a high level, we provide AI communication agents, and these are really AI. All AI is software, right? AI is a really, really big umbrella that basically covers anything that we do, that we use computers or machines to do work that humans typically would do, right? Mm-hmm. And so we've created a system, a computer system that can act like a human. It can make and receive phone calls. It can send and receive text messages, emails. It can follow up with people. It can hold meetings and actually, you know, meet with people and give them information. And then, of course, it can schedule meetings for the humans to meet with those customers as well. So very high level, that's what we built. That's what we offer to customers.
Well, that's cool, because it kind of relates back to, I mean, way back in the pre-internet days, in the internet days, because you and I are old enough to remember when there was no internet, right? And, yeah. And then we heard this thing called internet. It's like, what is that, right? And then we heard this thing called cloud computing. And I kept looking up in the sky going, where is it all? And then it dawned on me, it's like, well, it's not up there. It's all the networks of computers, right? Similarly, what you've created is this networking of computer stuff that actually functions and works like a human in some ways. That is, I mean, it takes me all the way back to our days of watching George Jetson, right? And Rosie the robot, who did all of his little things, right? In a sense, that's kind of what you've created, is Rosie the robot in a thousand different ways to do. What do you need it done in business? What can Rosie do for you today? Now, it's not called Rosie, but that in my little pea brain, that's kind of how I think about when you say an AI agent. I think Rosie the robot, because she was able to perform a lot of functions for George and communicate and stuff. So that may be a terrible analogy, but that's how my pea brain works. Is that even fair?
No, that's very fair. Now, our agents aren't going to vacuum and cook dinner for you, but they certainly will help take a lot of the busy work off of the plate. Our goal and our vision as a company is to save humanity billions of hours by helping people to do better work, not busy work, right? That's what
we're doing. That's great. Yeah, because that's awesome. Because as entrepreneurs, entrepreneurs, let's talk business. If you're too busy doing busy work, you're not doing the better work that's growing your business, that's taking you to the next level. So let's talk about that. And let's talk about those three areas that I mentioned at first. And let's talk first of all about sales. Because business owners are always looking to get, I need more leads. Well, no, you don't. You need more appointments with qualified people. How can your assistants, how can they do that? What's going on? What's the process kind of look like for a business owner?
Yeah. So sales is such a wonderful area because every business needs it. And yet most businesses fall short in their communications. And I've been in sales for a long time. So I've been there, I've done that. I continue to do that, right? Statistically speaking, most customers need somewhere between 7 and 12 touch points before they will be ready to meet with a business and potentially transact with them. Mm-hmm. Most sales reps will reach out to someone 2 to 3 times before giving up on them. And so there's this gap, right? The sales rep gives up, the customer's not quite ready to move forward, and we lose opportunities in that gap all the time as businesses, right? You mentioned we may not necessarily need more leads, we just need to treat our leads better, right? Yeah. And that's what our AI is able to do. We are able to use our AI agents to do all of the outreach, the nurturing, the maturing of those leads through multiple touch points to eventually get them to a point where they are ready to meet with the business owner, right? Or with the representative.
Good golly, can you just stop and rewind and re-listen to what he just said? Because this is the bane of my existence. As a marketer, right? As a business owner, I go up and I talk to somebody and they're like, Michael, I need more leads. And I'll have the conversation. Many times it's a financial advisor who holds seminars or workshops and they have 80 people show up and 15 schedule an appointment and they sell 6. Yep. And they say, I need more leads. And I'm like, what'd you do with the 37 who didn't buy from you? And then I get the deer in the headlights. And they're 1 or 2 man shops. They don't have time to follow up, John. And what you're presenting here is an opportunity to say, put somebody on your team that doesn't cost you $60,000 a year, who can follow up as often as you need them to, because not everybody is ready today for what you're offering. Yeah. What John's offering you here is a way to stay in front of your prospects, nurturing them until they are ready. And dare I say, you might be the only person who has stayed in front of them so that you're going to be their obvious choice. Is that a fair summary?
Absolutely. And the thing that's wonderful with the way that our agents work, all of the communication touch points are unified. Meaning, if the agent texts with someone and gets a little bit of information through a text and then holds a phone call with that same person, you know, a day later, a week later, a month later, and then follows up with an email even further down the road than that, it understands the full context and it'll pull bits and pieces from those previous conversations in so that every bit of conversation is personalized and contextualized to that particular contact. Yeah. We had a fun example that we love to share where there was a person that was talking on the phone with our agent and having a great conversation about their business needs. And then all of a sudden they go, oh my goodness, I'm late for my son's soccer game. I've got to run. And quickly ended the phone call, right? Well, no problem. Our agent reached back out the next day via text, right? It was on the phone call, next reached out via text. And the text said something like, "Hey, I hope your son's soccer game was a blast. Yesterday, when we were chatting, we were talking about 1, 2, 3. Is now a good time for us to pick the conversation back up?"
That's amazing.
Gold. It
That's
was
better than a human.
gold, right? Yes, better than a human, right? And it pulled the person back into the conversation, personalized it, reminded them of what they were excited about the day before, re-engaged with them, got them back involved, and they progressed down the funnel. So
That's awesome.
from a sales perspective, that's what our agents do.
Okay, so that's one. Let's go second one. Organization. In the business organization. Talk to us about that, because streamlining efficiencies and operations and all of that is super important. Just hard to do when you're a business owner.
Yeah, so I love talking about the org side of things as well. In business, there are things that we ask people to do or that we are supposed to do ourselves that put the job in job, right? Meaning like the parts of business that we really don't like that are kind of those soul draining tasks that we need to do. It's critical for the business, but we don't really want to do. And those are the tasks that drain you and your customers of their energy, right? Well, you can use AI to help take over a lot of those repetitive, mundane, boring jobs, right, within the business and allow your people, your organization, to focus on the things that they do best, that they get their most passion from, that they get their most energy from. And what's going to happen is it's not just a little incremental step up. It's a massive leap forward for your business because you're getting the things done that really weren't getting done and certainly weren't getting done well previously. And you're allowing your people to do the things that they absolutely love. And so they're going to perform at a level 10 plus, right? They're going to be gold medalists in those areas. And it allows you to be this super high-performing organization by allowing AI to help support in the mundane, repetitive, boring sorts of parts of the business.
Yeah,
And so
and I love how you said that, and really brought in with support, because I think so many times people think, well, it's human or AI, and it's not. It's both. And I mean,
it's an infusion.
AI at the end of the day, but it's GIGO, right? Garbage in, garbage out. If I give your AI agents junk to work with, I'm going to get junk out. But if I'm there nurturing and guiding and directing, very much like I would a human employee, right? I'm sure there's some training and some onboarding and all that that you have to do to go, okay, no, we speak this way, we don't say these things and all that. But once it gets it, it gets it.
Oh, yeah. And it gets it every time, and it's consistently performing at a really, really high level. It doesn't matter if it's the 100th call of the day or the first call of the day. You know, they're not waking up, they're not tired. They
They're not getting coffee. Yeah.
they perform at a high level every time.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. I have this vision now of, I don't know if you're a Star Wars fan, but in one of the Star Wars episodes, right, you have this vision of the clone army, just millions of these, and that's
Yep.
how I think about what you've created. Okay, so let me ask you this. So we've talked about sales, we've talked about communication. Let's talk about marketing. Let me ask you this question though. Is that one AI agent that does all of these, or is it three different ones for sales, ones for operation? How does that work?
Yeah, so AI is really good at doing a task. It's not necessarily good at doing multiple tasks. And so, you know, we're not great at multitasking either, right?
All
We
right.
get the most done when we focus, right? And so we need to help our AI agents to be focused. So we give them an outcome that they're working towards, and they'll work to that outcome day in, day out, you know, without any trouble. But if you try to have them do too many things, it can get them confused. So different AI supporting different areas of the business. And I like to think of it like this. You mentioned the Clone Wars, right? And all the army of clones. Yes, that is a vision that you could use for AI, but we actually prefer a slightly different vision. And
Cool.
that is, we prefer the idea of the Iron Man suit, right? Where
Okay.
rather than having thousands of agents doing all of these jobs, no, you need people to help provide some guidance and direction, and your people need a sidekick. They need that armored suit that helps them to become superheroes, right?
Yeah.
And so we like to think of it as helping your people by integrating, right, and infusing their world, their work with AI, so that their outputs are not just a little bit better, but 10x what they were able to do on their own, right?
Yeah.
There's a great study that Harvard did where they studied 750-ish employees at Procter & Gamble. And in that study, they had individuals working by themselves, individuals with AI, groups working by themselves, and groups working with AI. And no surprise, the individuals and the groups working with AI far outperformed those without. But most interestingly, they were the happiest employees at the company. And again, it goes back to they didn't have to do the
Physical
mundane,
work.
life-sucking sorts of jobs. They had AI to do that. It became their superhero suit where they could fly because they were doing the things they loved. And
Yeah.
so turn your employees into Tony Starks, give them an Iron Man suit, an AI sidekick, right? That allows them to really, really excel. That's the approach we like to take.
That's fascinating. Yeah, Jarvis, right?
Yep.
When Tony's in the suit and talks to Jarvis, Jarvis is doing a million different calculations to find out where Tony needs to go or whatever, right? And
Yep.
that's kind of what you're talking about, if I understand it right, is okay, here's where we're going. Here's how we want to operate with a sales call or operationally. Here's the data set. Go. And it's just doing it so that I'm not doing that busy work. I'm over here doing that better work, as you talked about. And when I'm doing that, I'm happy. That's where I am. I'm in my sweet spot, my zone of genius, whatever you call it. The longer I'm in that, the better work I produce, the happier I am, and the more ready I am to carry the day.
No, exactly right. That's the recipe, right? That's the recipe for success. Too many people think that AI is going to like take their jobs, or I'm going to have to fire all my people. No, you've got great people. They're well trained. They have domain expertise. Elevate them. Elevate them. Let them fly. Give them the Iron Man suit, right?
That's
That's
great.
the way businesses win these days.
That's interesting. Yeah. That's a great analogy there, because that takes some of the fear away to go, no. That's why we need to embrace this. It's going to be around. It's not leaving, right? Either you're going to embrace it or your competitor is. And what John and his team give you the opportunities to think differently and to say, how can I use one or more of these AI agents in my business? And all right, so talk to us about that, John. Let's say there's a business owner out there. Let's say he's a financial advisor, maybe an attorney, small one or two, three person shop, okay? Is it that they can call you and have the conversation, go, I'm not even sure how it might be maybe use this thing, but let's test it. Let's do it in the sales mentality, or the marketing, sales, whatever, to get some clients booking on my appointment calendar. Let's start there, and then they work with you for a few months, and then they add another one, maybe. I mean, how does it even work with a prospect?
So most of our customers will come in and start with one agent, right? They have one area of their business that they know they're weak in, and they say, we need some strengthening in this area. Can you help us? And we'll help stand that agent up, and we do 95% of the work. They have to tell us a little bit about their business and about what they want the agent to do. Everything else is done for them, right? So you don't have to be a computer scientist or have a doctorate degree or a cousin that can step in and moonlight doing tech work for you. We take care of all that. So we'll help stand this AI agent up. And then that AI agent does the tasks that they either weren't doing or they weren't doing well, right? And if you've got a financial advisor or an attorney or someone like that, their training and their expertise is in financial advising or in, writing contracts. It's not in business prospecting and qualifying customers and getting them on the phone and scheduling appointments with them. Let AI do those tasks, right? Let AI be the Iron Man suit there while you are the Tony Stark doing all the genius work in the background, right?
Right, because that's where the money's made.
Yeah.
Is
Now,
doing
what
work.
happens though, with virtually every single client we work with, they come back and they go, "That was really good. That is making such a big difference in my business. And you know, I've got this idea. What about this other area?" And next thing we know, we're starting to set up multiple agents for businesses, and they do have a bit of a clone army, right? A team, but it's because those agents are really specifically doing great work in those areas that maybe they weren't doing as good of work in the past, elevating the business, elevating the team, and allowing them to do far more than they were able to do in the past.
Right. And they're working 24/7. They don't shut off, right? And they're always there engaging at the right time, at the right place, following up, doing all the things that we were taught to do in business. But oh my goodness, I have this one more hat and I don't have time. And you may have just been able to solve a big need and challenge for a lot of business owners.
Sure.
All right. I don't ask this very often. Ballpark. Because this is in my audience's mind right now. Yeah, this is all great, John, but I can't afford you. Right? Can you give us a ballpark range? Because I know on the call, every client's different, but I mean, is this $1 a month or $10,000 a month? Ballpark it for my clients or my audience.
So there is a little bit of variability
Yeah,
based on what they're
with
wanting,
everything.
but I will say it this way. It will be a fraction of what you would spend on a person if you were to hire a person to try and do some of these jobs. It'll be a fraction of that. And so, you know, it may be a few hundred, it may be up to a few thousand dollars, depending on the need and the role and the things that you're having the agent do. But certainly far less than bringing a person on. Secondly, they will be up to speed far faster than bringing a person on. And then the quality of work that these agents do. You know, we talked earlier about most sales reps, they stop after the second or third phone call, right?
Yeah.
I left three messages with the guy. He's not interested. If he is interested, he's going to call me back, right? Not our agent, not
Yeah.
your agent, right? It's going to continue to call and call and call. And so when you have those 46 people that show up at your event, and you close six of them, the other 40 that you haven't done anything with aren't just thrown to the trash, right?
Yeah.
You spent time, money, energy, effort bringing those people to something. My goodness, don't let them go.
Yeah.
Right? Don't let
Absolutely.
them go.
I love it. No,
They've got already a level of comfort with you. Continue to nurture them so that when the time is right, they become a customer. And let the agent handle all of that for you.
Yeah, I love this. So what your agent has no fear of rejection,
Zero.
which is one thing that causes people not to reach out, right? And
Yeah.
number two, dare I say, your agent has nothing else to do.
That's true.
That is their job, right?
And it can do it like 100 times a moment, right? It can take 100 phone calls at once. And so we have clients that have come to us and said, "Hey, we're running you know, some ads on the radio or on TV. We're doing some broadcast type ads. And we've got one person answering the phone, and the challenge we have is when the ad runs, we get all these people that call us, and we can handle one person at a time. Can you help us?" Right? Yes. One agent can handle, you know, 100 phone calls at once. One agent can handle 100 phone calls at 3 a.m. on Christmas morning. No
So right
problem.
there, if you've thought about or have need of a call center for your business, this might be a solution for that. Dare I
Absolutely.
say it might be way less expensive, right? Because you can take multiple calls, nobody puts on hold, nobody goes to a site. So that's one very practical way that if you're a contractor and you're out in your truck doing jobs and things, who's answering your phone?
Oh yeah. And that's a great example, right? Because as a contractor, and I've been in the heating and air conditioning space myself in the past. I know how that is. When your hands are stuck inside that furnace and you're trying to get that part in just right and your phone rings, it's tough to answer the phone, but you also know if I don't answer that phone, I'm losing money. Right? That's a job calling me right now. That's a paycheck calling me right now.
That's right.
But I'm in the middle of another job. Right. And so it loses your money. We have a saying that business shouldn't interrupt life. And what we mean by that is there's far too many, and this comes from my own past experience. I mentioned heating and air conditioning. back in an earlier life, I owned a heating and air conditioning company, and we were big enough to be busy, but small enough that at night, and this is before AI, I wish we had AI at the time, at night the calls came to me. And I can't tell you how many times I had to stand up and walk away from my family at dinner, take a phone call because I didn't want to miss a job opportunity,
That's right.
but I did miss a lot of time with my family.
That's right.
Business shouldn't interrupt life, and we can
I
help fix
love it.
that.
I love it. All right, John, help my audience do better work, not busy work, and to think differently about business and AI integration. Where do they go to find out more information about you, your company, your team of AI agents that are ready to be deployed in their business to help them grow and serve their clients more effectively? Where would somebody go?
Yeah. So come to our website, think.ai, THYNK.ai. It's not a .com, it's a .ai. So think.ai. And then when you get there's a button that says talk to Eric. Eric's the name of our AI agent that visits with our customers and our prospective customers. Have a conversation with Eric. Experience it, right? Have a conversation with him. He'll call you, he'll text you, he'll email you, he'll keep in touch with you. And if now's not the right time, go ahead and reach out to Eric and at least put a little bug in his ear, and he'll keep in touch with you until it is the right time. And we'd be happy to work with you whenever that is.
That's fun. I love that. All right. Think a dot AI. I'll have that in the show notes as well because it is THYNK dot AI. But it's really cool. Great technology. Great way to embrace it. I'm so glad you and your business partner figured out that, oh, we might have something better than our other idea. And you've created this amazing tool that can really help a lot of lots and lots of business owners. I'm just thinking of the vast army of small business owners who struggle every day to do lots of things. And if they would just reach out, have a conversation with Eric, and then say, how can I use this in one area and start there and grow, you're going to be amazed. And anyway, just go think.ai. John, thank you. Thanks for being my guest. It's been a really fun conversation. Thanks for doing what you do. And I think you're going to be around a long time as well, because you're definitely helping to solve a big, big need in the entrepreneurial world.
Well, I deeply appreciate you allowing me to join you today, and I appreciate your audience listening, and looking forward to continue to serve you, your audience, and anybody that we can. Happy to do it.
Great. Well, thanks for listening to Experts Speak, and tune in again next week for another great episode. Take care and God bless.
Thanks for listening to Experts Speak with Michael DeLon. If what you've heard today was helpful to you, reach out to our expert guest and see how they can serve you to bring you more success, freedom, and purpose in your life.